Hello, book lovers. It is great to be back with you today, talking amazing Australian literature. My name is Andrew Popel. I'm the host of Final Draft. Join me every Saturday morning, but today it's our book club, and I have brought in Susanna Begbie's The Deed. Susanna Begbie is a GP who grew up in rural New South Wales on a sheep farm. She is the winner of Hachette's Richelle Prize for 2022, and The Deed is her first novel. Tom Edwards has spent most of his life running the farm by himself, so he's not well pleased that his kids never came back to take their place on the land as he wanted. Tom's also dying, and so he's come up with a plan. His kids will return to the farm to build him a coffin in 4 days, no less. And if they build him a coffin, they're going to do it right, or he'll disinherit the lot of them. Jenny is the first to come back to Ellerslie. She never really left the area, and she's the one that finds Tom's body. Christine is reliably prompt, and Dave hurries back because he's the only son. He thinks he's getting it all. And Sophie, well, Sophie gets there, as she always does, in her own time. The conditions on Tom's will at first puzzle, then infuriate the siblings. Worse, the local lawyer stands to benefit from their disorganisation, and he works to sow confusion in the ranks. So The Deed is this tremendous family drama that variously shocks, delights, and intrigues the reader with the machinations of the town of Coorong and the Edwards siblings. The novel is told from the varying and contradictory points of view of the four Edwards siblings and their father, Tom. Tom's view is hard-bitten and uncompromising. He feels he never got any favours, and so he's not about to start handing them out himself. As we flip between each of the children, though, we see that what this has meant throughout their lives. Jenny, as the eldest, feels almost invisible and just wants someone who can see her for herself. Dave's role as the only son ultimately drove him away from the land, from the pressure. Christine feels like no one ever appreciated her work keeping everything together. It's a role that she's continued in her own family. And Sophie, as the youngest, well, she tried to keep Tom smiling and perhaps never learned that she could be serious. The interplay of the siblings and the obvious tension arising from the reading of the will, it lights the fuse that plays out in this kind of battle between allies. As readers, we're poised to choose sides, but ultimately kind of root for the four to come together and overcome. It's an interesting tension and hard to escape that, for many people, managing wealth transfer following the death of someone, following the death of a parent, it's a macabre journey into bitterness and avarice. So I guess we have a vested interest in seeing how this plays out. The conceit of building the coffin is also brilliantly set up to allow us to discover something of the landscape around Ellerslie and the greater sort of area. For mine, I had no idea about how this might be achieved. I still kind of imagine a rough-hewn box, not unlike, you know, those pencil boxes that we all had to make in woodwork at school, but writ large. The journey itself, it's set to trouble the power dynamics and drive forward the characters. I can't tell you what happens, but in a way it doesn't matter, because as a character-driven novel, the joy is in seeing how these four come together, how they play off each other, how they infuriate each other, how they, I guess, overcome, if they overcome. The Deed is a strange journey. It's carried by the strength of its characters. I thoroughly enjoyed the pacing and the energy of the narrative, opening this up to parts of greater Australian life outside of my day-to-day. Thank you for joining me on Book Club. It is wonderful to be back with you. Some incredible Australian novels coming up in the coming weeks. Also, remember to join me on Final Draft and on the Final Draft podcast. My name's Andrew Popel. I'll be back with more books next week. Till then, happy reading. Bye for now.